Donald Trump tears into Joe Biden's entire agenda at White House press conference. By Charlie Spiering on July 14, 2020. President Donald Trump unleashed a torrent of criticism at the White House against former Vice President Joe Biden on Tuesday. Joe Biden's entire career has been a gift to the Chinese Communist Party, Trump said. The president spoke during an evening press conference in the White House Rose Garden on China. Joe Biden and President Obama freely allow China to pillage our factories, plunder our communities, and steal our most precious secrets, Trump said. But Trump's criticism of the former vice president did not stop at China. The president repeatedly referred to a list of Biden's policy proposals on several issues, including infrastructure, immigration, energy, law enforcement, and education. "This is Biden. Biden's gone radical left," Trump said. Trump ridiculed Biden for putting Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Senator Bernie Sanders in charge of his energy program. "In other words, he wants to install the Green New Deal into our country," he said, referring to the widely mocked proposal from Ocasio-Cortez. He also ripped Biden's son Hunter Biden for his discharge from the military and for serving on the board of a China-backed investment firm. "He was forced to leave, didn't have a job, and all of a sudden he's making a fortune, but nobody talks about that," Trump said, referring to Hunter Biden. Trump noted that Biden would stop his administration's limitations on immigration and accepting refugees, and would offer amnesty to illegal immigrants in the country. "Mass amnesty, everybody gets amnesty," Trump said about Biden's future presidency. "Think of that." He said that Biden and the Democrats would pursue radical open border policies if he won the presidency. "They're going to rip down the wall. It's hard to get that built, and now it's almost completed," Trump said. On education, Trump warned, Biden would work to eliminate school choice programs and abolish charter schools. Trump also berated Biden for failing to fix America's infrastructure and roads and bridges. The president spoke for nearly an hour before taking questions, as he repeatedly touted his own record on the issues in question. "We could go on for days," Trump said, as he described Biden's proposals on law enforcement and crime. "They now want to abolish our police departments. They want to abolish our prisons, I guess," he said. Corporate media figures expressed surprise that Trump used the Rose Garden for a sharply political speech. "There's never been a time when two candidates have been more different," Trump said.